Romuald presents the Park Avenue Penners, starring the black sheep of the family, Joe Penner, with Gene Austin and the music of Jimmy Greer. Start building up resistance against sickness during the months to come, the winter months that are such a drain on our vitality. This is the time when we're apt to be too much indoors, when we don't get enough sunshine, enough fresh vegetables. For these reasons, we should drink cocoa malt. Serve it to the children, because cocoa malt is rich not only in iron and sunshine vitamin D, but in calcium, phosphorus, and many other food essentials. Serve cocoa malt regularly to the whole family. Get a can tomorrow. Again, we bring you the Park Avenue Penners. They're back from Mexico, where they spent the past week. This week, they have further plans for travel. Here they are, the Park Avenue Penners.
I would suggest that we go abroad for the winter.
Oh, Archie, we've been abroad so often. I'm simply tired of London, Paris, and the Riviera.
Yes, but there are other places. I've always wanted to see Russia.
Well, so have I. How about it, my dear?
Oh, Russia, with its beautiful cities and rivers and Volga boatmen. How I'd love to be there.
All right, my dear. Godfrey, call up the steamship agency and reserve 4 first cabin tickets for Russia.
I wonder how Joseph will behave himself in Russia.
Announcing your son, Joe Penner.
Hello, my dear little family. And Archie?
Yes?
Hello, Toots.
Well, Joseph, where have you been?
Well, I was driving over in my car and it broke down.
How did it come to break down?
My car is doing its Christmas stopping early.
Now, look here, son. Christmas is still 12 days off and you're telling jokes.
Well, with all the programs on the air, it pays to do your Christmas joking early.
Oh.
Those packages you have there.
Oh, these are Christmas packages.
I see. You bought your friends some presents.
No, these are packages of paper and string. They wrap up the presents I'm going to buy if Papa gives me the money.
Money? Why, certainly, son. I'll give you the money.
Give me see. I got 75 dear friends.
Yes.
15 fair weather friends. Mm-hmm. 5 acquaintances and,
Archie. Well, son, I'm going to give you some money to cover this expense.
Yeah.
Here's my personal check for $100.
I'd sooner have the $10 in cash, Pa.
Oh, well, let's not discuss business now. We're going on a trip to Russia, aren't we, Mortimer?
Yes, my dear. It will be my Christmas present to the family.
Gee, Pa, that's swell. Russia. That's in Moscow, ain't it?
No, Moscow is in Russia.
Oh.
You know nothing about Europe.
I don't know anything about Europe. Ask me something. Go ahead, ask me. See if I care.
All right. Where's Romania?
Right next to Bulgaria.
And where's Bulgaria?
I don't know.
Joseph, do you know anything about Belgium?
Sure, sure. That's where they make toupees.
Toupees? In Belgium?
Yeah, Archie. Didn't you ever hear of the Belgian hare?
Joseph, you seem to know quite a lot about Europe.
Yeah, Ma. I was a busboy on a cook's tour. You know, only last year I was in Egypt and I walked down the Nile.
Why, just a moment, son. You walked down the Nile? Yeah. Why, son, the Nile is a river.
Oh, yeah, well, when I was in Egypt, I went into a theater and walked down the Nile.
Oh, Humba, are you Dumba?
What?
Pardon me, senor.
Well, all right. Were you ever in Africa, son?
Africa? Sure, Pa. It was down in Borneo. I was out hunting rhinoceroses.
What's a rhinoceros?
A rhinoceros traveling incognito.
Well, that must have been a thrilling trip.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, I ran across some cannibals, you see, and, well, they were so glad to see me, they invited me for dinner.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they wanted me for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I came over, and what do you think happened? They threw me in a pot of hot water.
Well, were you mad about it?
Mad? I was boiling.
I beg pardon, but I have arranged tickets for Russia.
Good. Joseph, get your luggage ready. We're sailing for Russia on the next boat.
I always wanted to go to Russia.
Say, Joseph, panamayish paruski?
You said it, ski.
Come, ski. Get ready, ski.
Here is the luggage, ski.
Okay, Godfrey. Call a taxi.
Yes, it's a croony tune that is sure to start tom-tom beating in your baby's heart. It has a sweet strain, a sentimental jingle to soothe the blues. Then there's a heat strain that puts little tinkle right in your shoes. La-dee-da, la-da-da-dee-da, to that little odd rhythm. La-da-da-dee, la-dee-da, la-da-da-dee-da, to that little odd rhythm. Lottie, if you want your baby in the mood for love, oh, there's nothing better than a chorus of that little odd rhythm,
Romania, Pennsylvania, and Russia.
Godfrey? You'd better let the steward take these bags right in. We're sailing immediately.
Yes, sir. Everything will be on board, sir.
Where is Joseph? Joseph, where are you?
Here I am, Ma.
This is the boat on which we sail to Russia.
I don't like this boat, Ma. It's full of holes. Look at the holes in this boat, Ma.
Why, those are portholes, son.
It's unbelievable.
All aboard!
Come, Joseph.
All right, Ma.
All aboard!
Well, goodbye, Gatsby, my man.
Goodbye, sir, and bon voyage.
Yeah, I expect a bon voyage.
Just a minute. Where are you going?
Oh, me, huh? I'm going to Russia, mister.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where's your passport?
My passport? Oh, here. Here you are.
Oh, Joe Pencil. Is that your name?
No. Penner. Joe Fountain Penner. That's my picture right here, sir.
Why, this picture doesn't look at all like you.
It will after I'm off 2 days.
I see. You'll like this trip. Yeah. This boat makes 60 knots an hour.
What's a knot?
Well, some people think a knot is a mile, but it's not. It's a knot.
Never mind the double talk. How fast does the boat go?
Come, Joseph, we're wasting time. This boat goes about 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, that's downhill. How fast does it go uphill?
Well, we're finally sailing.
Oh, I see. I just heard the worst news.
Yeah?
The captain says we've lost our rudder.
Lost the rudder? Who cares? It doesn't show anyway.
We're entering New York Harbor.
Joseph! Joseph, who are you yelling at?
That woman out there in the water. She's waving at me. See her arm up?
Why, that's the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, boy. Am I embarrassed? Oh, hum, am I dumb?
Oh, we're moving out to sea.
To see what, Ma?
To sea, the ocean.
Gee, it's so big, how can you miss it?
Pardon, sir, would you have some sandwiches, cookies, or ice cream?
No, thanks, Stuart. I couldn't eat a thing. Really, I couldn't.
Oh, but it's free. It comes with your passage.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? I'll have some cheese, salami, olives, and spinach.
All right, here you are, sir.
Now, don't get sore, Stuart, but you remind me of Godfrey, our butler.
Don't you get sore. I am Godfrey, your butler.
Say, Godfrey, I mean, Stuart, is there any entertainment on this boat?
Oh, yes, sir. Right down here in the main salon. Now, on this trip, we have that American entertainer, Gene Austin and his friends Coco and Moore.
Oh.
You can hear them here from the hatchway.
The hatchway? Well, let me go over there and see. You're right, silly old boy. It is Gene Austin.
I hear you calling me. I want to be out on that deep blue sea. Oh, Mr. Deep Blue Sea, look what you've done to me. I want to be out on that deep blue sea. Oh, Mr. Ocean, please take an ocean and take me to a distant shore. You know the way there, and I'm gonna stay there. I ain't coming back no more. Oh, Mr. Deep Blue Sea, I hear you calling me. I wanna be out on that deep blue sea. Some of these days when you're lonely. Some of these days, when you're blue, when you need someone to kind of cuddle up to, tell me, baby, what'll you do when you're lonely for me only? You know, honey, doll, you've had your way. When you leave me, I know it'll grieve me. You're gonna miss me some of these days. Some of these days. When you're lonely for me only, you Now, honey, darling, you've had your way. When you leave, some of these days.
See, that was swell, team.
Hey, Stuart, where are we?
Right now, we are 47 latitude and 34 longitude.
Yeah, and what's the telephone number?
You silly chump. That's our position at sea. And don't forget, brother, this is the Atlantic Ocean.
Is that so? Well, why don't you jump in and pull a wave over your head?
Oh, Joseph, where are you?
Oh, right here by the smokestack, having some funnel.
We're certainly going fast. Stuart, what place is that we're approaching?
That is Madam Ireland.
What? Ireland already? Impossible.
You mean Coney Island.
Yes, you're right. That is Ireland.
Yeah, I can see the people eating sweepstakes.
Oh.
Hey, Captain, we're running out of jokes. You better get us to Russia.
Okay. I'll cut right through France, Germany, and Poland.
Attaboy, Captain.
This stop is Russia. All ashore, destroy,
Have you ever considered how much of your enjoyment of life is based on the rest you get, the good natural sleep that restores your pep and energy? It isn't possible to face the day with enthusiasm after a restless, sleepless night. Now, if you have trouble getting to sleep nights, try drinking hot cocoa malt each night before retiring. This delicious food tonic is helping thousands of men and women to get hours of sound, drugless sleep. Before you resort to pacing the floor, try cocoa malt.
Oh, Russia certainly is beautiful. Come, we must find a place to stop.
Yes, before Joseph gets into trouble again.
I just know I'm going to like this place.
Say, are you Mr. Panarovsky?
Yeah, but just call me Penner.
I am the customs inspector, Ovich. What have you got to declare, Ski?
Oh, just two shirts of itch and a toothbrush, Ski.
What's that you got in those cans of itch?
Oh, just some cocoa malt, Ski.
Okay, you can go, Ovich.
Say, Inspector, where do high-class people like me generally stop in Russia?
They don't stop. They keep going.
I'll smash you, Skin!
Come, Joseph, here's a sleigh waiting to take us to the hotel. Now, you can sit right
here. I know, in a rumble seat. Go ahead, driver.
Oh, you name. Oh, you name.
Say, driver. Pardon me. Stop at the corner of Husky and Trusky, will you please?
Okay. Oh, Yuchnin. Oh, Yuchnin.
That's a nice song. What does that mean, Yuchnin? What is it?
That means, Yuchnin. Oh, Yuchnin.
I see a wise Russian. Say, don't you know hot stuff like Melancholy Baby?
Why not? Melancholy, baby. Melancholy, baby.
I didn't think you knew it, really.
All right, here's the hotel.
Some swell place, I'll say. Say, Vlogger Boatman, what are the rates in this hotel?
5 rubles a day. Room and beard.
Well, I'll take the room, but I'll grow the beard myself.
Come, Maker. That fool will keep us talking all night.
That's all right. I'll take care of everything. Joseph, Yeah. You can run around Russia and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm. And don't get into trouble.
Don't worry, Archie. You know me.
And far on more. Hey, hey! Down with off and order! And far on more, my friends. We must fight our enemies to the finish.
I wonder what's going on over there.
Now, my friends, let us take capital. Capital, I ask to my friends. What is capital?
It's a theater in New York, mister.
You are right. And what is labor?
Doing 5 shows a day at the Capitol.
My friend, here is a man what knows something about conditions in Russia.
Yes.
Let him talk to you.
Thank you, Rubinoff. Get back to your violin. Now, my friend!
Hooray!
Today!
Well, there must be something the matter, or we'll have to throw these soapboxes away.
Hooray!
I know what's the matter, brothers and sisters, about brotherhood. I notice that there's also women here tonight. What's your name there, little girl?
Vanya.
Vanya what?
Vanya by a duck.
Oh.
Well,
I see you're with me.
My friend!
Hiya, Joe.
Hiya, Red.
Before we tear down the city hall, I want to take up something else. I want to take up capital.
What do you mean?
I want to pass the hat and take up capital.
Well, let's forget that. After all, what is capital?
I say down with capital.
Hooray!
My friend! As I look over this crowd tonight, I can see that Milton Berle would have trouble selling blue blades here.
Oh, with Milton Berle!
Another trouble we got here. You let your beards go and kill the necktie business.
On with the necktie!
As I look at you tonight, I think of the Smith Brothers. And furthermore, my friend, we must stick together. Why shouldn't our beards be as good as Anheuser-Busch? Why do the classes and the masses pick up their glasses full of cocoa balls, put them to their lips, and
down with cocoa balls?
And they find it delicious.
What's your name?
Boris.
Well, don't bore us with a commercial.
No! We must stick together. We must look up.
Down with up.
Let's take capital.
Down with capital.
Then let's take labor.
Down with labor.
Well, then let's take the air.
Down with air.
All right, my friends. We'll do the Milton Berle and have some communist singing. We will sing the down song.
Way down upon the Mahdi River, far, far away. Way down upon the Mahdi River.
Will you do me a favor?
Well, Joe, what is it?
Will you lend me your razor?
My razor? What for?
Well, I want to shave after playing that Russian sketch we just finished.
Oh, well, you better keep it on. You know, you might want to play the part of Santa Claus next week.
Gee, thanks, Jimmy. That's a swell idea. I'll do it next week. And I want all my young friends to listen in.
Say, Joe, what's that song you've got there for tonight?
Oh, this? Oh, this is a red hot number I wrote yesterday. I want to show up that guy, Gene Austin. You know, he thinks he's smart.
Hello, Joe.
Oh,
Hello, Gene. I was just telling Jimmy what a swell guy you were.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Look, Gene, I wrote the type of number that you generally sing, you know.
Oh, a little competition.
Huh? Yeah, Gene, I want you to play it for me and see if I have possibilities of becoming another Gene Austin.
I'll be glad to, Joe.
All right. Woe is me. Oh, what misery I got. The bluest kind of blue. My life story is just that sad. Oh, gloom, you got me. Woe is me. Oh, agony I got. The bluest kind of blue. I wish folks I don't like were in my shoes. The only horseshoe I have ever got was on the horse, and it still hurts a lot. The only four-leaf clover I have found was right where poison ivy grew around. How am I doing?
Awful!
Whoa, with me. Whoa, agony I got. The bluest kind of blue. Those nasty kind of blues you never knew. I bought myself a mirror for a joke. Now when I look into the thing, it broke.
And I think that'll make it.
I'll change my luck by drinking Kokomo. How am I doing?
Better!
Oh. Whoa, with me. Whoa, agony I got. The bluest kind of blue. The nasty kind of blues you'll never, no, you'll never, hardly ever.
The football season is over. Basketball is the sport that has the spotlight. And believe me, there's a game that takes plenty of speed and endurance. Famous football coaches have told us why they have cocoa malt served on football training tables. Well, here's what Nat Holman, well-known New York basketball coach, writes on the same subject.
A game as fast as basketball burns up a lot of energy. That's why I always advise the boys on my basketball squad at City College to drink cocoa malt. I know that the extra proteins, carbohydrates, and minerals supplied by cocoa malt will help renew the strength and energy they use up in playing the game.
Now, boys and girls, if you want to be strong and sturdy enough to compete in sports this winter, remember that your foods must furnish enough iron for rich red blood, enough calcium and phosphorus to build strong bones and muscles, enough carbohydrates to supply energy. Cocoa malt is rich in all these. And besides, you'll like its taste. So ask your mother to get a can tomorrow and drink it regularly at mealtime.
Very good, Bill. See, that was swell. Doctor, my man?
Yes, sir?
Have you bought your Christmas seals yet?
Why, no, sir.
Well, let's get some right away, and I hope everybody listening in will buy some, too. It's a wonderful cause. Good night.
At this same time, Coco Malls again presents Joe Penner, Gene Austin, and Jimmy Greer, direct from Hollywood. Meanwhile, remember that Coco Malt tastes good and is good for you. Included on this program was Swinging the Jinx Away from Born to Dance. Bill Goodwin speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KHJ, the Don Lee Station, Los Angeles. Benson's, California.